Now on the phone with us here in the WGXC Acre studio is Timothy Knight, the editor of the Schoharie News. Timothy, are you there?
Yep, I'm here, Tom.
Timothy, you've started the Schoharie News as an online publication. I guess we should give the address, which is theschoharienews.com if people want to see it.
Yep, I founded the Schoharie News online in June 2013. At first, it was just a slow news project. It's something I did while I was in school, but as the election season came up, I became more and more invested into it, and as greater opportunities came along, it rose to the point where it became a very substantial news organization in the county where thousands of people were utilizing it for their daily news and for interviews of public officials, and it just kept growing to the point where we were able to make a big transition this past week.
And that transition is you're going to go to a print edition in the spring?
Yep, you are correct. On May 19th, we're going to launch our first print edition. Work is already underway to get everything behind the scenes, nice and tidy, get everything set up so people have access to it. And it took a long time and a lot of work to be able to get to this position, but we are very excited about it.
Yeah, we don't usually we do more stories around here about newspapers closing than newspapers opening.
Well, I know that it's reversing the trend of what we've seen nationally. But rural newspapers have had an amazing ability to withstand the financial crisis and the change of the times. And I feel like in a place like Schoharie County, which is still more old guard in many forms, we're still old-fashioned in regards to advertising. We still like to hold that print copy in our hands. I feel like it just fits better with who we are.
And local businesses, I think, are really the driving force of local newspapers, and because they don't have any place to advertise. If they have extra snow boots to sell, there's no way they can tell anybody because they can't afford like an ad on the Albany TV stations or the Binghamton TV stations.
Yeah, I would agree with that entirely, because in Schoharie County, local businesses are the lifeblood, especially in our valley communities. They are unbelievably important to our employment. They're unbelievably important to our tax base. They're vital to our survival, to be quite honest. And newspapers are a great format for them to be able to touch base with people, be able to tell them what's going on. And as you said, the Albany market is very expensive, and it's above their budget line. And as I experienced being online, internet advertising doesn't have as much faith as newspapers. We all see internet ads, and we all know what we do when we see them. We click them out. We avoid them. We ignore them. So internet ads don't exactly have the same following in the county, which is why I believe there will be an easy transition towards another print copy.
Tell us a little bit about the online edition that you've got up now. What is in today's – what are you covering today?
Well, it varies. On certain days, there'll be four or five stories that will cover news that is breaking, such as earlier this week, there was a water line break in the village of Coldeskill, which shut down everyone's access for a couple hours and resulted in a boil water advisory for almost 4 days, which crippled SUNY Coldeskill's campus because they weren't taking a risk whatsoever, and many other businesses as well. So like today, there's a notice the boil water advisory was lifted, and as the day progresses, there'll be more stories published. They involve politics, they involve local businesses, press releases, athletics. It's basically just, it's everything you'd see in a newspaper, but instead of getting it all in one day, it's drawn out over a week.
And you said the print edition will start in May, is May 21st, is that what?
May 19th.
And what day of the week what are you coming out?
That'll be a Tuesday.
So it'll be a Tuesday paper for the rest of the week. Can you tell us your little background? You worked for the Mountain Eagle, one of the rival papers in the area.
Yep. Well, after working on the Schoharie News Online for about a year and a month, I reached the point where I was putting in probably 40 hours a week into this side project, and I wasn't really getting much financially out of it because of the because of the fact that I was running all the news stories and the fact that I was working on developing leads and developing interesting topics to put forth for my readers, I didn't have the time to go out and do advertising. So there really wasn't a profit for all the work I was doing. At that time, there was an opening at the Mountain Eagle when Erica Eklund left the paper for personal reasons, and she suggested that I give it a shot, that I put away Harry News for a while, and that I jumped into her role just to get built up a little more of my resume and credibility, and just to learn a different way of going about the news. I said, sure, why not? So Mountain Eagle said, come on board. So I came on board. I became their freelance writer. I covered Harry County, and I gained an invaluable experience from Liz Page, from the entire staff there. I learned the nuts and bolts for being a reporter in Harry County, for being a reporter in general. And I can't say how great that experience was. I would never take anything away from it, but after being there for almost 8 months and just with my future calling, I couldn't put it off any longer.
And now you've got somebody selling advertising for you?
Yep. A colleague at school, old friend, and a very bubbly personality, Sanaya Murata. When I first looked into doing this project, I thought, I need someone who's outgoing, someone who's smart, who can design, someone who I trust. So I reached out to her, and I was lucky enough that she said, yes, I'll help you in this endeavor. And she's already doing great work on the online edition, and I can't wait to see what she does with the print.
And what is the media landscape like in Schoharie County? If there's a big story, who is writing about it or reporting about it on TV or radio or online, I guess?
Well, I'll take those in turn. When it comes to the newspapers, it depends on the geographic location. If it's in Schoharie Valley, it would either be David Avidable, who is the Times Journal Valley editor, or myself, because we usually have the same meetings and cover the same stories, and that goes for countywide politics. If it's in regards to Colbertsville news, then James Poole, who is the owner of the Times Journal, has a tendency to be on those stories more than I am, just because of location and his time. In regards to radio, we have a presence with WSCE 1190 AM, but they don't cover news as much as they did in the past. They're primarily a music channel right now, so they'll have a couple of headlines in the morning, but other than that, they're not that aggressive in regards to television. I'd have to say Time Warner News is probably out here more than anyone else. They have a very young, agile crew, and it's always great to see them out here.
They're from Albany? And do the other Albany TV stations pay much attention to Schoharie County?
Not usually. I'd say in almost 2 years of covering county board meetings, I'd seen Albany cameras twice. Once when they're discussing the casino proposal, which I felt bad for them because there was another debate going on and they weren't exactly sure what was happening because Schoharie County politics is very unique and bombastic. And the second time would be during the recent murder trial of the Tioga County man, where they just decided to stop by the board meeting to see what was going on. But otherwise, Schoharie County is not really a hot topic for Albany news channels.
I guess the Watershed Post covers a little bit, too, online. That's where I saw the story about you guys, your print edition starting.
Yep, the Watershed Post, actually, they were my inspiration for starting Scary News because the Watershed Post has always been very progressive, very proactive in covering their news. And while Scary County is more towards the northern tip of their coverage, they definitely do their due diligence, and they definitely deserve credit for that.
What are the biggest ongoing stories that you cover?
Well, one of the biggest stories that I have been covering for over a year was whether or not Schoharie County should adopt an administrator to oversee the daily operations of county government. Now, it was approved in February, but it seems like the story won't necessarily die off within the next couple of months, as some supervisors were unhappy. The original copy, and there might be an amended version put out. So the story might be reflamed, and old arguments and bitter feelings might be recast again. Otherwise, Another big story is the Stream Bank project. Essentially, when the floods occurred and a lot of banks were overrun with rushing water and what have you, they were destroyed to a level where the county decided we need to fix them, and there were grants available to do so. However, the project ran over money, or it ran over budget, and the additional money had to be picked up by local taxpayers, and the project is still ongoing. There's still disputes over how it's being managed, so that is a monthly ordeal. Other topics of interest would be Cary County Tourism. Our Chamber of Commerce recently took it back after a six-year leave of absence for being involved in the program. How that works out remains to be seen. And economic development right now is a very, very important topic in this county, and there are a lot of people who are invested in seeing it work for the best of everyone.
It sounds like Green County news is similar to Schoharie County news. Green County adopted a county administrator, I guess, about 2 years ago. Tourism is an ongoing issue, and we have a pipeline proposal called the Pilgrim Pipeline, and you guys have the Constitution Pipeline in Schoharie County. So I guess there's the county coverage is split up from Catskill to the more mountainous areas too. And it sounds like Schoharie Valley and Greene County share some similarities in news media coverage.
Oh, I would definitely agree with that. And to touch on what you just said about the pipelines, that has been an ongoing issue in this county for years now. And even though FERC did release a positive report on Constitution, there are still efforts by many local advocates and politicians to essentially rein them in. At the last Cary County Board meeting, they voted to restrict eminent domain rights for pipeline companies, arguing that it was improper and appalling that they would go around the right of property owners to resist them on their land to use eminent domain. So, long for being over as well.
Is that the biggest issue with the pipeline that people have? Is it eminent domain or is it the environmental issues?
I would say it is the environmental issue, and that is what has led to opposition to giving right-of-ways, which has led to the eminent domain occurring. So it's kind of all tied together, because there's that initial hesitation. Property owners are worried about the environmental impact. They're worried about having this come through our communities. And then by them saying, you know what, we don't feel comfortable with this, we're not going to sign a right-of-way, the pipeline companies, after being emboldened by FERC's decision, they basically went ahead and they're starting the process of eminent domain. So it's all tied together. And it's really becoming an ugly situation as passions are being further inflamed, and this issue seems like it's long for being resolved on good terms, so to speak.
Any other major stories, or are there any new things that people will see in the Schoharie News when the print edition arrives?
I think the biggest difference between Schoharie News and existing newspapers is that we're not really going to be afraid to look at the political and the real reason behind things. There's been a long arrangement in this county that things happen because certain people are in power and certain pieces are moved on the chessboard. And traditionally, newspapers, they just cover the moves of those pieces. I'm not really interested in the moves. I'm interested in the motivations, because the motivations can tell you more about the story and why someone wants to do something that they're trying to put into place. So I would say it's going to be more in-depth in regards to our political reporting. It's going to be more in-depth in regards to allowing our readers to see why exactly certain things happen in our county in an effort to perform good government watchdog services.
All right, Timothy Knight with the Schoharie News. Can you give us the web address and any other contact information you want to give out?
Sure, it's www.thescoharienews.com, and my phone number is 518-231-1465, and I'm really looking forward to launching this paper, and I'm hoping your listeners out of Greene County check it out sometime.
And that's the Schoharie News at thescoharienews.com, online now and in print starting May 19th.
Yep, thank you, Tom.
All right, thanks for calling in today. Timothy Knight with the Schoharie News on your creative community radio station, WGXC 90.7.